Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Fine, her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars Power.
Imagination amplified.
Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome back. Long time no speak. Of course, I don't know if you're hearing me at all, if anyone is hearing me, or if I'm simply broadcasting into the great void of space. Space, where I and the intrepid crew of the Manu One have been adrift for... Computer, how long since we left the surface of Mars?
417 days,
and still no sign of Earth. We've had some good times aboard the Manu One over the last year or so. For example, I've grown a salt and pepper beard that is quite thick and distinguished. JP narrowly defeated Aurora in the inaugural Rock, Paper, Scissors Universal Championship. Toothpick wrote an epic 2,000-page poem entitled Epica. Mars even taught himself to play keyboard. By the way, he requested that I not reveal that we are father and son. And I have reluctantly honored those wishes. Oh dear, I suppose I just broke my promise. But since it's likely no one is listening, it doesn't count, right? Now, on to the question of Earth.
Toothpick, did you eat the last freeze-dried beef burrito on the ship?
No, JP. I had the last freeze-dried lasagna. Right, Droney?
Now would be a good time to point out that like puberty has struck the crew of the Manu One. Toothpick's voice is quite a bit lower, wouldn't you say?
They're too salty.
Would you please keep it down? I'm trying to record a podcast!
If a podcast drops in the middle of space and nobody hears it, does it make a sound?
Aurora, are you the burrito thief?
I'm a vegetarian.
Since when?
Since we ran out of dehydrated burgers yesterday. Maybe it was Mars.
Where is he?
Mars, where are you?
Here I am.
Mars, I asked you not to ride that thing around the ship.
Cupcake's not a thing. We're a team.
Oh, yes, podcast listeners. Have I mentioned that a young tardigrade stowed aboard the ship when we left the Red Planet? Mars named him Cupcake.
What's that hanging out of Cupcake's mouth, Pato?
Looks like the wrapper to a beef burrito.
You've got to be kidding me. The freaky tardigrade ate the last burrito. Listen, Coneface.
It's fortunate that Mars has such a knack with these miraculous creatures. I remember the first time I laid eyes on one.
Wait, I thought you said you created them.
Warning, navigation systems offline. Warning.
What's going on?
Warning.
I don't know. Something's disrupting the ship's guidance system.
It's pulling us in!
Yeah, but into what?
Could be anything. A black hole? An Einstein-Rosen bridge? Whatever it is, it's big.
Get us out of it!
Can you override the system, Pick? I can barely hold the control steady. It's too powerful. Any ideas, Mr. Pruitt?
Everyone, to the escape pods!
We're bailing on the ship?
We don't have a choice. The Manu One might not survive. In less than a minute, we could all be vaporized.
Vaporized? What are you talking about?
What? He's right. We can reconnect once we're all out there.
You had me in vaporized. Let's go.
Right behind you. Pick, go. Droney, you too. Get to the pods.
Let's go, Mars.
What's Once everyone's in, I'll launch the pods. Then Cupcake and I will get in ours.
I'm in.
Me too.
Into my pod. Droney, let's go.
We're in Mars.
Computer, launch pods. 1, 2, and 3.
Launching pods. 1, 2, and 3.
Mars, time to go.
I'm right behind you. The pod door stuck. Cupcake, can you get it?
Mars?
Go, what are you waiting for?
I'll see you soon, son.
To the stars. Launch pod 4.
Launching pod 4.
Come on, Cupcake, we have to get in.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
The ship is being sucked into a... What is that?
Days what?
Huh? What happened?
Earth to Mars. Come in, Mars.
Jonas?
Yeah. What planet did you just go to?
H.G. Wells. How did I...
Can you just answer the question? 5 days what?
You know what he's talking about, Jonas.
Aurora?
The one and only. And it's been 5 days since Caddy went missing, right?
What? This can't be happening.
You keep saying that, but it did happen. Caddy left without saying goodbye. And now you're all, Caddy disappeared, we have to find her.
Cut him a break. Mars and Caddy are like Mars and Caddy.
No, this isn't right.
Mars, can we please just go to class?
Class? But I was just on a ship. We were lost in space after we took off from the planet Mars. You were with me, Aurora.
Okay.
Was I on the spaceship too?
No, you were in prep, but then Earth disappeared, and is this a dream, or...?
Well, if it is, you need to wake up because you're sounding crazy.
There was something out there, and you got into an escape pod, Aurora, and...
Is this some kind of joke, Mars?
It's no joke, Jonas. This all happened before. Sort of. But you were shorter, and your voice was higher.
You're not the only one going through puberty. How high are we talking?
And it was Aurora missing, not Caddy. We were standing right here in the hallway talking about it. And then the code red happened. And then...
Attention, students and faculty. This is a code red. Please keep calm and proceed with lockdown protocols.
Okay, that was weird, but it's probably a drill.
Everyone into the nearest room, stay quiet. Keep away from the doors and windows.
This way, into the janitor's closet.
That's where Caddy and I were last time.
Great, then you won't have to keep talking about it.
What is this? Did I go back in time or something?
Jonas, Mars, get in! Wow, it's really dark in here, huh?
Yeah, I know. Now listen.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what, Jonas?
I gotta go.
Not again.
The bowels are irritable, man.
And you forgot to take your meds.
Yeah.
It's a code red.
Yeah, well, I'm about to have a code brown in my pants. How did you know I was gonna say that?
You can't go out there. This is when you disappeared.
What are you talking about?
The last time. I don't know what's happening, but Jonas...
Sorry, Mars. Can't stick around for any more cuckoo talk. See you on the other side.
Jonas! I have to stop him.
Mars, wait. I need to talk to you.
About what?
Well, the dance is coming up and...
I don't have time to talk about that right now.
Because of Caddy.
Yes, no. I have to go. Jonas? Jonas! No, not again.
Hey, Mars? A little privacy, please.
Jonas? You're here.
Yeah, of course I'm here.
Then where am I? I'm telling you, Aurora, Jonas was supposed to disappear from the bathroom, and Caddy should be here, not you.
Real nice, Mars.
That didn't come out right. I'm just saying, this is all different from how it was before. Except we're still in detention.
Detention? This is enrichment class, Mars.
Enrichment? We're good students? This really is backwards.
Here, look at the sketch. The spaceship you say you were on, did it look like this?
Yes, yes! That's the Manu One! You do remember!
No, that's a sketch I drew of the toy spaceship you've had in your room since you were a kid.
Well, yeah, it was a toy, but Mr. Pruitt built the real thing to...
Oliver Pruitt, always building something.
Mr. Q!
Just in time. I'm gonna let you handle this. You might have to send him to the nurse, Mr. Q. Mars' brain seemed to have hit a glitch.
What seems to be the problem, Marzo?
I'm not telling you anything!
Did I do something wrong?
Oh, please! Don't pretend like you're my friend now!
Suit yourself. Let me know if you change your mind. Randall Toothpick Reed.
Hello, Mr. Q. Hey, Mars.
Pick! It's so good to see you, buddy. If anyone can figure this out, it's you.
Figure what out?
Okay, well, a year and a half ago, our friends started disappearing, and it turns out they were being sent to Pruitt Prep, where they would train to live on Oliver Pruitt's Mars colony. But when a volcano erupted, we escaped the planet on a spacecraft, and we were lost for ages before we got sucked into something. And I ended up here, but here isn't here anymore, and I need your help.
Okay, I'll help you.
You remember all of that?
Nope, but you never lie to me, Mars. If you say you were in a different timeline where we lived in a colony on Mars, then who am I to say it's not true?
Wait, I have proof that I'm not insane. Pick, you're taller than you were the first time this happened, and your voice is deeper too.
Cool. I mean, cool.
Do you have any theories?
Top of my head? Could be a wormhole, a breach in the time-space continuum.
Okay, enrichment dwellers, let's get started. Who are we missing?
We're missing Caddy.
Caddy's gone, Mars.
I see an empty seat up front. Who are we waiting on?
J.P. McGowan, ruler of enrichment.
Oh, man.
You're doing terrific riding that bike, Patel. Smooth as silk.
Why are you talking to me like that, JP?
Like what? Hey, super job avoiding that big old pothole.
Stop it. You're talking to me like I'm a baby or a crazy person.
Am I? No.
Yes.
Okay. Truth is, I was elected to ride with you. Well, assigned by Aurora, if you want to be technical.
Assigned? Why?
Because everyone thought I'd be best equipped to shut you down if you really flipped out.
JP, I swear I'm not crazy.
I'm not saying you are. We all know how much CAD's meant to you. Means to you. And maybe all this Mars colony talk is all some kind of wishful thinking.
Meaning what?
Meaning, maybe it's easier to believe she was on a rocket ship to Mars than to believe she just went away and moved on from Mars.
That's not what this is.
Then what is it?
I don't know. Why are you stopping?
Go upstairs. Get some galaxy clusters, get a good night's sleep. Your brain will be less spacey in the morning.
We have another half of a mile to go.
No, we're here. At your place. Hello.
I live in this fancy apartment building?
Snap out of it, Patel. This is the real world. Time to accept it.
Well, I have the keys in my pocket. Let's see if this works. Oh, this apartment is like a palace. How big is that TV? And look at all those gaming systems.
Manu, is that you?
Mama G?
Sweetheart, welcome home. How was your day?
Oh, that's quite the hug.
You have no idea how much I've missed you. You're acting as if you haven't seen me in a year.
Feels that way. You look... You're so dressed up. Are you going to the restaurant?
Restaurant? You know I have a class to teach tonight.
Class?
Applications in quantum mechanics.
You teach college science?
And somehow always make it home in time to have dinner waiting for you.
That's unbelievable.
If you say so, Manu. Oh, I do have some bad news, though. Your father called and left a message.
My father?
He's going to some conference out of the country. You won't be able to visit him next weekend.
My father.
I know, it's just you and me most of the time, Mars. But he loves you. And just like me, he knows that you are very special. One day, Oliver Pruitt will prove it to you.
Wait,
I don't want to be late for class. See you soon. I love you.
Mama G, I love you too. Hey, Caddy. It's me, Mars. Sitting in my bedroom, which is not my bedroom, but is my bedroom. I have no earthly idea what's going on. One minute I'm on the spacecraft and you're on Mars, and the next... Did I go back in time? Is this another dimension or something? Did I die? Or maybe everything else was a dream and this is reality. I'm starting to wonder if I just imagined the whole thing. This life is so... different. The apartment is unreal, and my mom has a great job, and Pruitt... sounds like Pruitt is like a real dad to me. But you're not here, Caddy. Wherever I am, I sure wish you were here with me. Are you on Mars in this dimension? Or dream? Or whatever this is? I'm going to find you, Caddy. Wherever you are. Mars out. What is that sound? It's coming from outside the window. Droney? Droney, it's you! What are you doing here? You're trying to tell me something? Wait, where are you going? Droney, Droney, come back!
Hey, kids. Yeah, you. Oliver Pruitt here. Maybe you're listening in the backseat of your parents' car or on your phone. I'm talking to you to invite you to my school, Pruitt Prep. In the heart of Gale Island sits a wondrous creation of technology and progress. Pruitt Prep is the school of the future, but it's already here, just waiting for you. I'm looking for dreamers and creators.
Like my son, Mars.
He's talking
Why, if you're
about
to
me.
Attend next year, you and Mars will be classmates. Hope to see you soon. To the stars.
To the stars. And back again. Pick? Is that you?
It's me, Mars.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming over this morning. I've got good news.
You found Caddy?
Not yet, but I know now I'm not going crazy.
I never thought you were going crazy.
Maybe a little?
Maybe a little. So how exactly did you learn that you're not crazy?
Simple. Your pet drone showed up outside my window last night.
My pet drone?
Droney was right here, Pick. He zoomed up like he had something to tell me or warn me about. But when I opened up the window, he zoomed off.
Droney?
Well, maybe pet is the wrong word. He used to be a surveillance drone for Pruitt, but you reprogrammed him to be your best friend. Pretty awesome, huh?
Not really.
What? Did you hear what I said? Your best friend was a flying robot.
Mars, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
I mean, you know I don't like it when people don't tell me the truth. Especially my friends. It's confusing, and it makes me sad.
But I am telling you the truth. Droney was here, right outside my bedroom window.
There was no drone, Mars. You're making it up.
But in school, you said you believed me. You said you trusted me.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings, Mars.
Then you don't believe any of it?
No offense, but would you?
No, I mean, I doubted myself for a minute there, but now I know for sure it was real. I just have to figure out how I got here and why.
Mars, come with me. You need to take your mind off all these fantasies.
They aren't fantasies.
Come, Mars. Our friends are waiting.
Waiting where?
Someplace wonderful.
Wonderful?
Welcome to Paintball Palace, where the fun never stops. Now entering the facility, my bud, Mars Pruitt.
Hey, Brody.
Smells the same, but the games look different.
Wow, all the games are virtual reality.
Come on, Mars. Everybody's over there watching Jonas play virtual breaking and entering. We'll just have fun and forget all the talk about drones and spaceships and...
Like you said, fantasies.
Exactly.
Watch this. One more step and I'm in.
Hey, JP, Aurora.
Hey, there he is. How are you feeling this morning, Marzipan?
Sane, perhaps?
He's perfectly sane, Aurora. Right, Mars?
Can I talk to you guys for a minute? Jonas?
I'm a little busy. How about after I step out of the game?
How much longer will that be?
I don't know. An hour or two? I'm pretty skilled.
Sorry, but this can't wait.
Mars, what did we discuss?
Sorry, Pick. Not letting this go.
Is this about Caddy being missing, or is it about the Mars colony?
Both.
Then I'll pass.
So much for a good night's sleep.
See, Mars? I told you.
Can you guys keep it down? I'm about to clear the next level.
No more levels.
Hey, what are you doing, Mars? Hands off the goggles. You're messing me up. Stop. You're gonna make me... die. That was not cool.
Jonas is right. Not cool.
I'm telling you the truth. We were on a spaceship. Well, most of us.
Look, Mars, I love your imagination.
I'm not imagining it, Aurora. And this is not just about Caddy.
Whatever it's about, I don't want to be a part of it.
I just want to play the game.
But I know that if we put our heads together... Wait, what is that on the screen? Level 14?
Level 14? Forget it. Even I can't get past it.
What's the location?
It's the planet Mars.
Oh, great.
It's a colony on Mars. What do you have to do to beat it?
You have to break in past the gates, and there are these crazy Tartar monsters.
Tardigrades.
Huh?
Tardigrades, or water bears. Microscopic creatures that look like weird bears and can survive almost anything. Except on Mars. They're huge and scary, but they're kind of my friends. Like, I once rode one across the-
Mars, this is really going too far.
Tell you what, Jonas, I'll make a deal with you. With all of you. If I can conquer the Mars colony level of breaking and entering, you will all come with me tonight to Pruitt Prep.
Pruitt Prep? Why? Are you going to see your pops or something?
Do you accept a bet or not? Aurora?
This is silly!
It's fine. He'll lose and this will be over. Mars, you're gonna crash and burn on entry.
Wouldn't be my first crash on the planet Mars. Let's do this!
I'll swipe my card, put on those goggles. Here we go! That's our shuttle heading to the surface.
Pretty realistic.
Prepare for landing.
Okay, Mars. Let's see who can get into the colony.
Here come the tardigrades.
And trouble's coming with them.
They're gross.
They're all around me. I can't juke them out.
Get to the gate.
Come on. Come on!
Looks like you're trapped, Jonas.
You think you can do better?
I'm not even carrying anyone on my back this time.
You can do it. I'm about to make it in.
Never mind. Oh, look, the tardigrades are coming for me. What shall I do?
What are you doing with those rocks?
Tardigrades love Mars rocks. Now I just put a few of them here like so.
I got this. Yeah.
They're eating the rocks. And the gate.
That's cheating.
It's working.
You can do it. Let's go.
Welcome to the Mars colony.
Daisy,
you beat it.
How did you know to do that?
I told you. I lived it. See you all tonight at the Ferry Dock.
We're gonna figure this out.
once and for all. It's 8:05. Where are they? They should be here at the dock by now.
Hello, Mars.
Oh! Hey, Toothpick, I didn't see you there. Oh, Aurora, JP! Have you been standing behind that shack all along?
Just waiting for you,
and now you're here.
Yes. Where's Jonas?
Jonas wasn't able to get away from his parents. It's just us.
Oh, too bad. We could have used his help getting across the island.
Not really.
What do you mean, Aurora?
I mean, we're not here to go to Pruitt Prep with you.
You're not?
No. We're here to stop you from going.
But I won the bet.
And that's why we came tonight. Because a deal's a deal. But this is all wrong, Mars.
Wrong. Like veggies and nachos wrong.
What's wrong about trying to find the truth about where I am and how I got here? And how could trying to find Caddy be wrong?
Because it's messing up your life, Mars. You have everything. A great apartment, good grades, a successful mom who loves you, a dad who's a world-famous billionaire, and most importantly, you have us.
But what about where I came from? I know it was real. I saw a droney.
Let's go home, Mars. It's creepy down here.
It's starting to feel that way.
Why don't I call your mom?
No, I'm not going home. I'm going to Pruitt Prep. Where's the ferry?
There's no ferry, Mars. There never was one.
Yes, there was. It had a hologram of Oliver Pruitt and—
Let it go.
If there's no ferry, we can take one of the little boats like last time. I know you weren't there, Aurora, but we borrowed this rowboat that was tied up and—
It's over, Mars.
This fantasy is over.
Fantasy? That's the same word Pick used.
Can we leave, Mars? It's really dark and I'm getting scared.
You know what? You guys are right. I'm sorry I scared you, Pick. Since the Code Red, I've been all over the place, but I'm done.
Really?
Yeah, I won't pull you guys into any more of my fantasies. Let's all get our bikes and head home.
Finally making sense.
You lead the way, JP.
Let's hit the road.
Mars, what are you doing?
Stay away!
Get out of that rowboat!
You're making a mistake.
I don't know what's gotten into you guys, but I have to do this. I have to find out the truth and find Caddy.
Get back!
Hop back! Let her on!
They wouldn't hurt me, right? Those are my friends. At least they look like my friends, but they don't act like my friends. Is it me? Or is this current going the wrong way? Oh no, a motorboat! They're coming!
Mars, stop rowing! We'll come get you! You can't outrow a motorboat, Patel! Pitch,
JP hates
water.
She'd never stand in the seat like that.
We're coming to help you!
Why don't I believe that? Come on, row faster! Row faster!
Don't make this hard on yourself!
Leave me alone!
We're your bestest friends, Mars. Let us help you.
We're coming aboard!
Stay away! Stay away! Droney? What are you doing here, Droney? What's going on in this crazy place?
Mars!
Caddy?
Mars, can you hear me?
Yes, Caddy, I hear you.
Mars, where are you? We need you!
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.